From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There was a time when the members of Labyrinth Theater Company rehearsed in each other's apartments and in a rundown, rat-infested theater on New York's Upper West Side. 15 years later, the troupe has grown to 96 members, including an Oscar-winning actor and a Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright. The New York Times called Labyrinth one of the preeminent theatrical ensembles in New York. Labyrinth is celebrating its 15th anniversary with another off-Broadway hit called Jack Goes Boating. Tom Vitale reports.
Opening night, 15 minutes after the standing ovation for Labyrinth's new play, the cast and company arrive at the trendy B-Bar around the corner from the Public Theater to celebrate their latest success. Philip Seymour Hoffman, who won an Oscar 2 years ago for the lead role in Capote, is the co-artistic director of the company.
I like doing films very much, but why I got into acting was for the theater. It is a challenge, and it really is a humbling experience, and it's an exciting experience and a challenging experience in a way that film can't give you, and it's important to have it if I want to try to be the best actor I can be.
Hoffman plays the title character in Jack Goes Boating, a socially inept limousine driver who braids his hair in dreadlocks, smokes a lot of pot, and is fixated on the reggae tune Rivers of Babylon.
By the rivers of Babylon, where he sat down, and there he went, when he remembers Zion.
In the first act, Jack is trying to make a date with the equally awkward Connie, who has just been mugged in the subway.
Hi.
I took a beating.
I brought a friend.
Oh.
It's a koala bear.
From Australia.
Yeah. Authentic koala.
This is so sweet.
I'm sorry you were attacked.
Labyrinth was founded 15 years ago as the LAB Theater, an acronym for Latino Actors Base, but it quickly became a multicultural ensemble. Daphne Rubin Vega, the original Mimi in Rent, joined Labyrinth at its inception in 1992. She says the company started out in a semi-abandoned Hell's Kitchen theater as an actor's workshop.
The LAB is up on 52nd Street and like 10th Avenue in that now famous rat-infested place. And we'd go there like, you know, when it was late and dangerous, and it was like we really wanted to be there. I mean, you know, we wanted to go up there in a place that didn't have much heat so that we could play acting games and be free to be foolish and experiment.
Now Rubin Vega is one of four members of the cast of Jack Goes Boating. She plays the wife of Jack's best friend, who is portrayed by Labyrinth founder and co-artistic director John Ortiz.
What's with Jack?
He was upset about a guy on a train eating potato chips. Dumping them into his mouth, the stuff falling all over.
He needs to hook up. It's time. He's got you and me and the limo job. That's it.
That's it for me. I got you. Jack's a friend. I drive a limo.
Jack Goes Boating was written by Bob Glaudini. He's been with the company for 2 years. Stephen Adley Geergis has been there since the beginning. He joined as an actor, but John Ortiz asked him to start writing for the company. Geergis' plays in Arabia We'd All Be Kings, Jesus Hop the A-Train, and Our Lady of 121st Street won critical acclaim and put Labyrinth on the map. All of them were directed by Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I had this play in Arabia We'd All Be Kings in, I guess, 99, and they said, well, who do you want to direct, you know? And Phil asked me, and I was like, well, how about you? And he said, you know, I never directed before. And I said, yeah, but like a couple of years ago, I never wrote before. You know, and that's how it started. And then just as an artist and like a worker in the theater, I felt like whatever I wrote, he would understand it intellectually and emotionally.
Labyrinth encourages members to learn different theater skills and uses its own people for every phase of a production. All members have a say in the work they do. Everyone works other jobs to make a living. They come here, says Philip Seymour Hoffman, to grow as artists.
It's very important to us that we keep this a company of artists and not a producing organization so much, you know, and so we want to produce our own stuff. Like the play tonight is a play written by a company member for the company, and we try to keep that as a goal, you know, and So ultimately, at the end of the day, we'll have a body of work that is a Labyrinth's work.
And the signature of that body of work is a focus on unsung characters, says New York Times drama critic Ben Brantley.
They tend to specialize in people who would be called blue-collar workers. Labyrinth often deals with not desperate lives, but less comfortable lives and people trying to find a center in them. And I think there's a hunger for that kind of careful examination of lives that wouldn't be observed otherwise.
And that includes lives of color, says John Patrick Shanley. Shanley won the Pulitzer Prize last year for his Broadway hit Doubt. 10 years ago, he heard about Labyrinth and asked how he could join. He was told, write a play. Since then, he's written 3 plays for the company.
I felt like it was a good match, that they were a very urban group, that they reflected the multiplicity of ethnicity in New York, and I wanted that, to work with people like that. Sometimes there's a danger with theater that it just gets too white, and I don't like that.
Like its multicultural membership, Labyrinth Productions often focus on themes of community. Jack Goes Boating is about a group of dysfunctional friends who still manage to offer each other support.
Maybe, I don't know, dinner? When you're better, make it a big feast. Just have too much of everything.
No one has done that for me.
So I hope you're a good eater.
No one has ever cooked for me before. No one has before.
Well, cooking.
No one ever. That is so nice. Oh,
yeah. But I meant, you know, maybe no one's ever cooked for you.
Not a man.
Yeah.
You know, we grow up together, we fight, we have sex, we break up, we stay together, then we make work.
Playwright Stephen Adley Girgis says, like Labyrinth's forerunners, the group theater of the 1930s and the Moscow Art Theater before it, good art comes out of a good support group.
I would say that the blessing of my life is finding this family. It really is a family. It sounds kind of corny, but it's true. Because what we didn't realize until we started getting into it is it's not like this everywhere, you know, and it's really great to go in with an army.
An army that's grown to 96 foot soldiers who still do everything from writing to lighting to painting sets, 15 years and 45 productions after their first experiments. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.
So let the birds of all the
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.